Good morning, Star Valley, Kemmer, and Bridger Valley. Thanks for starting your day with the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.
It's 8:35 this morning, live on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and the Spur. Heading into our guest interview for today, Dr. Kirk Young, president of Western Wyoming Community College, is on the air today. Recently gave a 2026 progress report, and we'll discuss that with Dr. Young this morning. Dr. Young, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Yeah, doing really well. Thank you.
I appreciate your time today. And you recently discussed this report in a town hall in the Rock Springs community. So wanted to have you on the air. Of course, Western serving us here in Lincoln County as well, and Star Valley and Kemmer Diamondville. So maybe just summarize this report for us, Dr. Young, that was given by Western Wyoming looking ahead to 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, you bet. Really, it was an opportunity for us to get together with our community and just communicate what's going on here at Western. So really provide an update as to what's been happening over the last really year or so, and then talking about where we're looking moving ahead. We've had a lot go on here at the college. We've had a lot of change over the last year, and we've worked really hard. We hold town halls every month with all of the employees and with our students, and we work hard to make sure people here in the college are well informed, but we realized we need to do a better job of kind of making sure the community knows all that's going on. And so really the goal was to provide that progress report, help people see what the focus is right now and, you know, where we're going moving forward.
You know, one of the big struggles for Western Wyoming recently has been going through the difficult process of staff reductions. Maybe walk us through that process and what that has meant for Western Wyoming.
Sure. Yeah, and you're right. That has been a significant challenge for us over the last several months. And when I came in, so I've been here almost 2 years, and so when I started here just under 2 years ago, our board of trustees communicated to me that there had been a significant amount of work that had been done, really kind of assessing our compensation here at the college and how we were doing it, you know, compensating our employees. And it was pretty widely known before I got here that we had lagged significantly behind over the years when it comes to just having competitive wages with really the market, but then also our higher education market. And it had gotten really hard for us to be able to hire certain positions. We'd had certain positions, faculty positions that had been open for 3 years plus. And then it had also gotten really hard to hang on to really good employees. And so the board just said, look, we know this is an issue. We need you to fix it. And it was a really clear directive from them. And so that first year, we worked really hard to really understand what that was going to take. And then going into this year, my second year, you know, it was time to get the ball rolling when it came to that. And so we had to, in order for us to be able to fund these compensation adjustments, and we had hired an external firm that came in and helped us see just how far off we were. And we were off significantly with a lot of our pay. When we don't have a whole lot of additional revenue coming in from the state and other things, really the place to find the resources to pay for that really had to come from a staff reduction, and that was a big part of it. Western also has not had, we had not been in the habit of really kind of right-sizing the institution over the years. Our enrollment has dropped by about 30% since 2013. The other six community colleges in the state really kind of throughout that period of time had every few years just work to right size and reduce their staffing structure to kind of align with their student population. Western hadn't really done that. And so we needed to realign anyway. And so going through that process of kind of realigning our staffing structure also helped us to be able to get the funds that we needed to fund and pay our people the way they should be paid. So it really was, I know it's a tough concept and a tough process for us to talk about laying people off, but the point of all of that was also to make sure that our employees were compensated at a fair market wage. And so it was this weird dynamic for us of having to go through some really hard steps, but the whole purpose of it was to really take care of our people. And so it's been work, and it's been a challenge for us to navigate that. And then layered on top of that, and we just went through a recent reduction just a couple of weeks ago. We had to lay off another 9 people. That had to do with additional factors we weren't anticipating, and those were the factors related to property tax reductions. So the revenue we're receiving from our local property tax, that was somewhat unanticipated, and it was an additional thing that we had to address. And so it kind of worked out where we had, we were planning to do this big restructure anyway to help pay our people well, but then that also came at a time when local property taxes have seen a significant reduction, and so that kind of compounded the whole project that we have going on.
Dr. Young, you mentioned when you talk funding like this and state funding, of course, the University of Wyoming's funding was a huge talking point during the legislative session. When it comes to the junior college level like Western Wyoming, I know there's some extra money given to the Hathaway Scholarship, but when it comes to state funding outside of property taxes, was how did things fare through the session for Western Wyoming?
That's a great question, and I wish we had a lot more time to really discuss the dynamics of it. Quite frankly, the community college sector really came out kind of flat, so we didn't really see any significant increase. The state funding, yes, there was an addition to Hathaway. That is not money that comes directly to the colleges. That's money that funds our students, and so hopefully that will help attract more students. You know, maybe there are some students that are thinking of going to college and they just haven't been able to because of the financial burden. Now, hopefully they'll be able to access some additional money that will help them to come to college. And so that would benefit the colleges in hopefully seeing a bit of an increase in enrollment. And then there was some other money that was given to the K-12, so kind of our public education partners, to help fund the courses that their high school students will take at the colleges. There's some potential revenue there for the colleges, but you know, we'll have to wait and see. So there was no direct increase to what the colleges need, and quite frankly, we had gone through a study a year ago with the Community College Commission and had actually identified that the commission, so all of the colleges together, would need roughly about $50 million. Added to the amount that is given to the colleges every year just to be able to have the purchasing power that the colleges had about 10 years ago. And that's, you know, that's all due to inflation and other things. And so to not see any kind of an increase to help address that, that was challenging for us. We'll wait and see what happens with Hathaway, see if we can see a boost in enrollment. And then, you know, maybe see if we get a few more high school students taking courses at the colleges as well.
Dr. Kirk Young, president of Western Wyoming Community College. So, Dr. Young, when you look at this outside of the Rock Springs campus and talk about the outreach locations in Afton, Kemmer, Diamondville, how are those locations moving forward? And do any of these impacts maybe impact some of the outreach stuff?
Great question, and I appreciate you asking that. So, one, Western covers a 29,000 square mile service area. That's bigger than some states, and so we depend so much on these outreach areas, these sites that are out there to help support the work that we're doing here. And so they do a tremendous job. You know, in Lincoln County, we've got Kemmer, we've got up in Afton. They do such a tremendous job to help support the needs that students have. Western has done a really good job over the years of increasing our ability to deliver online education, but then also our ability to work with these outreach sites to provide classes for our for people that, you know, obviously can't commute to Rock Springs on a regular basis. We are, with this additional funding through the K-12 system, we're hoping to see some increased opportunities for students to take additional courses through Western at our outreach sites. I started here, like I said, almost 2 years ago, and immediately went on kind of an outreach visit tour, and I went to each of these outreach sites. Well, I was brand new, and you know, it was more of a listening opportunity for me to hear what the areas needed. I'm going back out this fall. As soon as we get through this summer, I'll hit every one of those sites. I hope that the people listening to your program will pay attention to when those dates are. We'd love to see them and hear from the people in these communities on what we can do better. But then we're also going to share with them some ideas and some plans that we have to help enhance opportunities for people in each of those areas.
Dr. Young, appreciate your time as we wrap it up here. Maybe just a two-part question. What do you see as the future for Western Wyoming Community College, and why should a prospective student consider Western?
Yeah, so honestly, and I know there's been some challenging press lately, but honestly, the future is really bright for Western. I mean, we took these steps with our our budget and so on to help position Western to be in the most ideal situation possible moving forward. And so our employees are going to be paid well. We're going to have people that are going to stick around even longer and are going to invest in Western. And in addition to that, we have opportunities to look for new programs, new things that are needed out in our service area. And then why should somebody come to Western? Honestly, one is just that personal touch. We're a small college that provides that one-on-one opportunity and support that students need. Two, especially on our academic and even on our workforce side, our people have been working so hard to make sure that the programs we offer at the college are programs that will prepare students for the workforce, will prepare students to be able to get out and increase the amount of money they can earn, prepare themselves to go to the university if that's what they want to do. And so we've worked really hard to make sure that we have those programs in place to set people up for a really, really bright future. And so we just say, come on over, come check out what we've got going on here at Western. Our enrollment has seen a significant increase. I think it's because we're offering the right programs to help people prepare for their future. And so come and see what we've got going on and take advantage of that.
That's Dr. Kirk Young, president of Western Wyoming Community College. Thanks for your time, Dr. Young, and look forward to seeing you when you make your tour around the outreach locations this fall.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.